Morning, everyone. So good to be here. Fall is here, by the way. Fall is here, so I figured I'd bring out my camo. I'm ready to go. We are today actually, we're hunting great things with you, and you're going to see about this. This is going to be a service that is unlike one you've been in a while, or ever, but this is really all about you discovering you. We're in our series of metamorphosis, but part of what Pastor Christian was saying is there's some gifts in this room, and they have been unearthed because they haven't been discovered. They haven't been developed and deployed, and so that's our job here at Thrive Community Church as leaders and volunteer leaders. It is to help you discover your God-given design, your gifts that come along with that to empower what you've been created for, and that's the purpose on earth. So we're here to help you with that today. The very things that Pastor Christian was talking about and the worship team was talking about for next Saturday from 10 to 12, listen, once you start to discover your gifts, today you're gonna find some gifts inside of you that you weren't aware of. And so this week you're going to start to find some of your design with some assignments. We're giving you homework this week. You're actually going to have to do something, body of Christ. We're going to ask you to spend time with the Lord, one, and we're going to ask you to ask yourself, to reflect on and ask the Lord about some questions as we get into this message. But also part of giftings and part of being a part of the body, I want to remind you, we're in 3 weeks, just three short weeks, we're sending a team to Honduras, and there's a great opportunity to assist, to help, and to serve from giving prayer. Unless you're going, we'd always love for people to go. But from prayer, there's some prayer cards, actually some prayer points back there on your way out. We'll have some more of that as well with calendars. Here's what we're doing. Here's how you can pray for us each day. But then the giving part, as you see, when you go out and to the right, there's some items in a box, and there's a map out there and a little some creative designs out there, showing you where we're going to go and what we're going to be doing. And so we still need your help to bring in some items to take, but also some financial resources. You can click on this QR code or you can go outside and do it. But don't forget, we need more whiteboard markers, more little basic calculators. I got the big rulers taken care of. I just asked a business in town that they have them on display, said, hey, can you get us some of those? They said, I think we can do that. So let's just take care of that. And by the way, people are in the community would love to help if they had people asking them and giving them a reason, kind of a purpose behind what it is they're doing. Scissors, some basic scissors. These are for kids in school. Math games. There's some costumes we would love to have. Any Halloween is coming. Please don't make anything scary. You know, no demon faces, nothing like that. But any kind of costumes in that range. That make it really simple. Soccer balls, it looks like we have plenty. Multivitamins, you know what those are. They have them at Walmart. Acetaminophen, and again, money so we can buy items there. And you can go through your giving platform, our giving platform, and you can actually tag that to specifically to Honduras, and we'll use that money to buy purchase items while we're there in Honduras. And so that's my spiel on that. So today, we are in our, like I said, our metamorph. Has this been a good series for you? I'm telling you, this room got ripped open last Sunday. I'm glad that Sergio was able to put it back together. And our team was able to repair this room. Thank you. There you are, Sergio. I don't know how I can miss you. It's always a blue, just right under the shining light. But I'm telling you, the Lord was on that message last week, and if I can tell you, Friday night I had a completely different message prepared, and Thursday night, I wrestled with it all night long, and Friday morning, I woke up and wrote that message. I sent it to Yvette. I said, I'm sorry, but I'm changing the message, and I now know why, because I know the Lord has a passionate heart for you to discover the exact reason why you've been created. And I really think in this season, especially the season we're going in with elections, there's got to be some Esthers rise up. Okay, go back and listen to the message. You probably forgot what I said already. But today we're talking about discover. We're talking about discover because you need to discover what's inside of you. And we're talking about discovering your design. How did God create you? You're not an accident, by the way. The things of your past, the decisions you made that led to a certain outcome or consequences even, God still uses that to bless not only you, to bless others through the freedom and healing and recovery process. So it's not wasted. It's not for aught. In fact, it's actually being used in your transformation, your metamorphosis state to be able to have an understanding of how to further bless and assist and comfort those who are in the same scenario or issue that you were once comforted from and through. And so this is good news, all right? This is really good news. Don't let the enemy tell you your life is over, but for any reason, if you have breath in your lungs, then you still have opportunity, okay? So we're talking about discover your design, discover your gifts. You need to discover your gifts today, that there's gifts inside of you. Scripture clearly says that God has given every man and every woman a gift or gifts, and you're going to begin to discover what those are, because God has already put those inside of you. He put your design, he put your gifts inside of you so that you would go on a trek, on a journey, on a discovery. It's almost like a treasure map, that you go looking for those things in him. And that's what we're to do when we come to the Lord, because we need something. But when he fulfills and he saves and he brings us unto himself, now it is, Lord, why do I exist? What am I here to do? And so that journey has to have him along with it. And not only that, but leading. And so we're discovering our gifts. Ephesians 4:11 and 12 says, now these are the gifts Christ gave to the church: the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors, and the teachers. So I'm a gift to you. I'm a gift to you. I mean, in fact, my name Nathan means a gift from God. And so I am a double gift, and no, you cannot return me. There's no refunds. And no, so don't try. In fact, you know, my wife, Allie, I remember earlier in our relationship, you know, I have a personality that is unique, and I would tell her, "Oh, Allie, what did I ever do to deserve you?" And knowing what I meant, she goes, "Oh, you know what you did to deserve me." You know, so God's not done with your past; he's always redeeming it. But you know, that's just humor between us. Now, so part of this is their responsibility is to equip God's people to do. I'm not sure where that comes from. Here we go. Oh, sorry, that's Ephesians 4:12. Their responsibility, the responsibility of the gifts that God has given, the pastor, the apostle, the evangelist, the teacher, and the prophet, the role is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church. So our whole role, if you can see it very clearly, this is what Scripture says, is to equip you. Equipping comes with helping you to discover. Equipping comes with helping you to develop, giving you, like we talked about last week, open doors, opportunities to develop so that you can grow in those giftings in a safe place with coaching, the equipping, in order to deploy your gifts through your design, how God has created you, and that is our whole role as leaders. So if we overlead, if we have to do too much, then you actually never become the butterfly, the person that God has created you to be. So we actually need you to step in so that we can step back, to come alongside you, to coach you, to equip you, and to release you. That's the reason we exist. So if ever it feels like, why are they trying to get me to do stuff? Because they're trying to do their job. They're trying to do and live by their design. It's what we're designed to do. And so we're never going to stop doing what God has designed us to do. And that might make you feel uncomfortable, because we're trying to help you to discover who God has created you to be. Does that make sense? Okay. So if you're uncomfortable and you want to leave the church because we're doing our role, don't be mad because you don't want to do your role. We're having fun here. Okay. You can laugh. All right. So what do we do? We need to know my gifts and my passions. You need to know what your gifts and your passions are. You have passions, you have gifts. We're going to talk about this, but you have passions that you may be hiding from, or that are hiding in the backside of your mindset or your thoughts, because of some sense of insecurity, inadequacy, a fear, an anxiety, a worry, or something that someone once spoke over your life. Romans 12, 6 through 8 says, we have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. By the way, you can grow these gifts. In fact, you're in charge of growing these gifts. You are called to grow, to develop these gifts. And if there is a gift that you want to learn about and grow in, that interest comes from the Lord for you to seek after and seek him through and gather and receive training and development in that area of gifting. Generosity is an easy one. Oh, you know, I'm greedy, and so I'm going to give something to somebody. I'm going to break the power of greed in my life by giving something, a resource that is valuable to me, away to somebody else that it will bless so I can break this spirit of greed that's in my life. All of a sudden, you'll start to find who you really are when you start to lose your attitude of greedy, your spirit of greedy. Encouraging, man, you may find yourself to be critical, but that may be a very thing that God's calling you to become an encourager in the body of Christ. And so you can begin to train and use and develop these gifts within you. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. Let me give you an example right there. Oftentimes, those who learn to prophesy and speak and share the heart of God start with the gift of mercy. They have mercy because they're not judgmental, because mercy triumphs over judgment. But the very if you've ever found yourself to be critical and judgmental, but yet God conditions your heart because that's what Jesus does. And all of a sudden, what emerges from the rubble is a heart of mercy and compassion from that same person, by the way. And when they start to apply that gift of mercy, they see that person that's sitting alone and they can't help but to go over and sit with them and talk with them. How are you doing? How was your week? Is everything okay? Is there anything I can pray for you over? Mercy has this compassion about it, this empathy about it. And then God begins to see that heart of that individual that says, man, he cares, she cares so much for my people and wants to see them healed and restored back to me. How about I start giving him some words from my heart that no one else could know? How about I start giving them some vision for this individual that no one else could possibly know? You see how one gift will begin to turn into another gift once we choose and we commit to applying and developing the gifts that God has given us. So you may be thinking, well, here's my gifts. I know what my gifts are. No, they might not be anymore. They might have developed. You may still be strong in those, but you may have other gifts that God has used those gifts to develop you in with other gifts. God's always multiplying. And these gifts, when that happens, they become gift clusters, gift mix. My gifts are starting to mix around and develop. Do it cheerfully, though. My life experiences, your life experiences, as we said, are very important. Please don't let the enemy cause you to be canceled out of anything. Jesus is not a cancel culture Christ. In fact, he's one who would stand before you in front of everyone who's trying to cancel you, and he would write in the sand, hoping that they would try to throw a stone. My life experiences. Romans 12, 1 in the Message says, so here's what I want you to do, God helping you, take your everyday, ordinary life, you're sleeping, you're eating, you're going to work, and walking around life and place it before God as an offering. Everything that you think is meaningless and has no value, it's just, I'm waking up, I'm going to 7-Eleven. But it has value. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing that you, in return, can do for him. Now, my pain. You need to know that God uses the pains of your life, the pains of your past, the pains of your present. And sometimes life is painful right now because you're holding on to things of the caterpillar that God's trying to metamorphosize out of you. and calls you to become someone else whom he has created you to be. So sometimes the pain is in our own doing of holding on to. God may have had you in a past life, but he's called you into a present and future life. And he's using transformation, metamorphosis to get you there. But we may not know what that's going to look like or feel like, or we may have to let go of some things to get there, and that becomes very uncomfortable. It's painful. Or there could be pains and traumas from the past, difficult relationships, pain points, hurts, rejection, loss, financial downfalls, abandonment. You fill in the blank, but there's pains. 2 Corinthians 1, 3, and 4 says, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and the source of all of our comfort. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. That's the purpose of our pain, to come out of it healed, restored, redeemed, so that we can help others. And we have to understand that our design, the things that we're oftentimes running from in our life experiences, they actually reveal what our destiny is. So a lot of the things that we've tried to bury from our past or bury from our minds or bury from our lives are actually the soil, the fertility of what God wants to use once we allow him to heal us so that we can actually walk in our destiny. So I want to encourage you to fight the good fight and allow God to go through the memories and the pains and the experiences of the past, the good things and the bad things, so your destiny can be revealed. Because we're all called to discover our gifts, to develop our gifts, and to deploy our gifts. Ephesians 2:10 says, we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand. So he created the good work, then he created you, knowing you were going to be imperfect. Along the journey, you would make bad decisions. There would have bad consequences. But the fact that he is God, and he is God over all, and he is Lord over all, and he has dominion over all, he can restore everything and you from every consequence and every issue and circumstance so that you can begin to walk in the destiny he has originally designed for you. Now, were those things his perfect will for your life? No, but he can still form them into his perfect will for your life because of the byproduct and the outcome of the healing, the freedom, and the restoration you've experienced. Otherwise, no one would ever need to be comforted. So my purpose, we have to get to the point where we understand, is to serve God by serving others. How do I serve you, Lord? By serving others. We serve others, therefore, we are serving God. We serve others by discovering who we are, what our design is. We serve others by using our gifts to serve others. Because gifts, the spiritual gifts that God gives every human being that comes to Christ, they begin to be empowered when we come to Christ. He gives every human being, there's only one gift that is not for the gift of edification for others. There's one gift, which is our gift of tongues, is for us, the individual. Every other gift is for everyone else. So the body, if it is 87% impotent and not knowing who it is, it may be because that same 87% is not using their gifts and edifying, meaning building up the body of Christ. So I'm responsible for the health and the condition of the church. So I can't say and criticize the church or anybody in it, because I need to be using my gifts to the fullness of what God has purposed and designed them to be. So, what do I do? I need to figure out my design. What natural talents, what abilities do you naturally possess? Don't worry about this. We're going to give you a card that looks just like this on your way out. This card, I want you to go through the week, process, spend time with the Lord, and truly get your journal out. Truly answer these questions in as long form as they come upon you. What abilities do you naturally possess? Listen, Not what people criticize you about. What do you know you possess? What can you do? What's inside of you that you know you can do? What spiritual gifts? What are your primarily motive? What are you primarily motivated to do? Like, what leaps in your heart to go and do or to be a part of? What do you really want to do? What's in your heart to do? What do you have a passion to do? Whether, if there were no rules, if no one ever said no to you, and if there was nobody in the way, what would it be that you did? Where does your life produce the most? Where's the most fruit come from? Like, when I do this, it just works. Like, stuff just flourishes, or things just happen, or it just feels right when I do this thing or these things. What are they? What do others affirm about you? What do other people see that you may think, well, that's not a big deal? No, they see it. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. You know, Cassandra, that she says that when God told her to use her gifts for others, she didn't want to be stingy. She didn't want to be selfish. That's because she had other people who knew what they were talking about, start speaking into her life. Like, no, that's a big deal. What you can do, that's a big deal. Not everybody can do that. So that those edifications, those speaking intos, those affirmations have caused Cassandra to go from probably 12 to 18 months from, I don't know if I can, to this person who's leading us in worship on most weekends. That's what happens. That's this. That's what we're talking about here. What are you compelled to pursue? What's inside of you that says, my insecurity keeps me from it, but I really would like to do? And what opportunity is in front of you now? What open doors have been placed before you that you may be discounting or discrediting yourself? Or there's some voice that says, no, you'll never be able to do that. Don't listen to the voice. Say no to Bruno. Go watch Luca. Say no to Bruno. Silenzio Bruno. You know what I'm talking about. So sit down with the Lord this week, and it is worth it for you to discover your design. Let these questions start to brew up inside of you and start to answer them. All right. Now here's where, in service right now, you need your phone. This is probably one of the only times your pastor is saying you need your phone. You can text my gifts to 94,000. Everybody doing this. Listen, I don't want to see you back. I can't do it. I ain't doing it. If you need help, we have some iPads, some other tablets in the back. We've got our youth that is using their gifts and their talents to help serve us today. If you need help with this, if you don't have a phone, please raise your hand. Please raise your hand up high. We want every person to be a part of this. It's going to take you to a link. It's going to take you to our website, a page on our website. And in that page, it'll transfer you over to another website page where you can start your DISC and spiritual gifts test. All you do when you start that, after you text 94,000, it'll ask you for your name. You can click, you put your name in there. Then it'll send you a link, actually, for the spiritual gifts test. Click that link in your spiritual gifts for your spiritual gifts test. Once you start that test, don't overthink it. Just whatever sounds right, whatever feels right, answer it and move on. Answer it and move on. Whatever feels right. I'm gonna actually do it with you. I logged into it this week. 94,000. If you need any help, just raise your hand. We have a team of people back there ready to help you. This is for you to discover your gifts. Need any help? Raise your hand. I see three people right beside you, Chris. There's three people. There's three people. Ask them if they need any help. There you go. All I see is three. Don't overthink it. Just real quickly, the first response that comes to your mind, just answer it. Now, when you get to the end of it, please be sure to take a screenshot of the results and then text those back to 94,000. So when you finish, you'll get your results immediately. Take a screenshot with your phone or your device and send them back to 94,000. If you have a tablet or any issues, raise your hand again. We can write them down as well. We can take those, but raise your hand before you lose them. Make sure we get a screenshot. You get a screenshot. So I was able to do mine and take two screenshots. Personality. Surprise, surprise, D-I. Spiritual gifts, faith, craftsmanship, giving, wisdom, apostleship. Take a screenshot of those. Share them back to 94,000 when you're done. I'm going to ask the worship team to come on up here. You guys should be getting close. Don't overthink it. You know the answer already. Don't overthink it. All of a sudden, everybody feels like they're in elementary school. The last one's taking the test again. It's like, oh my gosh, pressure. He's calling the worship team. He's about to end this. I'm not done. Make sure after, if we finish in worship before you're finished, hang back. Let's make sure that we get these captured. Screenshot them, text them back to 94,000, raise your hand. We have a team that's there to serve you. They're using their gifts. Let's celebrate. If you're done, let's celebrate these youth for stepping in and helping us. They are getting outside of their comfort zones to serve the adults. This is amazing. I'm about to get out of the way, but let me show you one last thing. And come on. Why we do this is because we're here to serve and to call into the body of Christ, people far from God, and that they would meet Jesus, that people will find freedom through new Christ-centered relationships. It's why we use our gifts, that people will have revelation of the God-given purpose, their God-given purpose, and that people will intentionally make a difference in this world. Listen, we need more people that are difference makers. Don't forget, screenshot both, send them to 94,000, raise your hand if you need any issues. Listen, God has given you these gifts. Can the creation tell the creator that you are wrong? Can the creation tell the creator that you got it wrong? Can the creation tell the creator that you must be confused? Can the masterpiece tell the master you didn't do it right? Or can the masterpiece just be all that the master has created the masterpiece to be? Hey, why don't we celebrate God right now for the discovery of the gifts and the personality that he's given you to be a leader, a servant, a son, and a daughter in the kingdom of God? Can we do that? Won't you stand up and let's just worship our ways out of here.